good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good times and tan lines.
That's awful. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I mean, he can do better than good times and tan lines. Come on, man. He'd do better than that. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Topdressing.com. Your yard can look amazing. Let him rescue your fescue. I didn't realize this. Greenville, South Carolina is one of the fescue capitals of the world. And let's talk to Wes and talking about, man, when he goes over to Greenville Country Club area and Thornblade. He mentioned about five or six over in your neck of the woods over there in Malden and Simpsonville. They got so much business in a high-end neighborhood like you, Morgan. But he mentioned a bunch of neighborhoods I've never heard of before because I don't live in Greenville. But he says, man, we're over there all the time, and I didn't realize it, but Greenville is a big fescue deal. Rescue your fescue, topdressing.com. Let them save your yard. Guaranteed, by the way. So if your yard's not the envy of your neighborhood right now, it can be. They have a great guarantee. Check that out at topdressing.com, 888-850-1850. This proprietary service. You know one of the things I love about them? Attention to detail. Like everything is done and it's done right, and how they leave your lawn, how they clean up and broom and blow everything, and like your driveway and how it all looks when they're done and everything, it's going to look amazing. You're going to love topdressing.com. Rescue your fescue right now. Now, sense of urgency. You got to do this. You got about 5 or 6 weeks. So don't delay. Do it now. Call them. Topdressing.com. 888-850-1850. I love yielding to Paul Strilo. Paul, I'm not blowing smoke when I tell you this. I put more stock into what you say about personnel, how you handle your business, how you don't get too high or too low, than anybody else in this thing. And I've read a lot of what you said this week. And I want to recap some of that and also ask you some few questions. So I'm putting you on this pedestal, man. You got some pressure on you this week. Good morning.
Means I better be something close to right. Well, I don't know about that, but I do tend to float in the middle there.
Yeah. Which is good because in my business, I don't have middle. I've got every win we're never going to lose again, every loss we're never going to win again. So that's why you are terrific for this and terrific for, I think, for sports fans there. Let's begin on the game itself. Let's take another angle. Let's begin on recruiting. You talked about a marquee weekend for Clemson football recruiting. In hindsight, you still want to win the game. But what were the returns? What were the highlights? What were the stories coming out of the recruiting aspect of the weekend?
I think if you were to characterize it overall, you'd call it a good recruiting weekend. You would not call it great because you want to win and you want to have the buzz coming out of that, where everybody's feeling the momentum, and you aren't talking necessarily about the negatives for the team. So in that respect, like, could it have been better? Yes. But I also think it would be easy to, as it is for everything after week one, to kind of overreact. I would use, for example, there are certainly aspects of the offense that did not look great, or you did not enamor recruits with as much as you would have desired to. But I think that those guys aren't making decisions now, and how you the course of your season will shape their perception of you more than that single game will. So I think Clemson put a really good foot forward in terms of stadium environment, atmosphere, the relationships they have with players, and just kind of the experience they had. And so, if the product by the end of the season is a playoff contender, a national, you're within the top national teams, the fact that your running backs didn't do much this game, or the various offensive components didn't click, a lot of that will fade. And be replaced by the overall story. So I think there were, I think it comes out a good weekend, but how Clemson, the course of Clemson's season takes shape will define just kind of how good or how not as great, having a lot of your top targets there will be. Of the 23 uncommitted targets Clemson has for the 2027 class, 15 of their offers were there. And I think a bunch of other prospects who they are going to offer will be there, particularly I'm thinking along the defensive line. But, you know, as far as bigger storylines, you know, I think that when you had a number of the heavy hitters, as far as the higher stature guys there, a cornerback, I think, was a significant story where Clemson the last two cycles, you know, has had some misses on guys that they thought they were going to have and kind of got burned toward the end. And so they haven't really gotten that big corner that they've had in the A.J. Terrell, Trayvon Mullen, you know, some of those taller, longer frame types. So you've got a Josh Dobson, the five-star out of Catawba Ridge, who, you know, has the added, you know, I guess, significance of being an in-state battle, you know, that I think that other schools will be involved with. And he goes to Oklahoma this weekend, but, you know, a Clemson, South Carolina, you could see that coming down to. But Clemson's been in good shape with Dobson. I think they've got the best rapport there, as well as pedigree and some other things. So I think it was a solid weekend for them with Dobson. But I also think they did very well with Jaden Aparicio Bailey out of Birmingham, who they offered out of camp. The number of schools have looked at his safety and now kind of telling him he can be a corner safety, which is, hey, we want you at safety, but if you want to play corner, we'll tell you that. But Clemson has wanted him as a big corner. They really resonated with his visit at camp, and so I think nothing changed about kind of keeping a seat at the table with him with a strong visit over the weekend. And then they went and offered Bryant Robinson a relatively under the radar. LSU and Oklahoma offered back in May, so it's not that nobody knows about him, but he doesn't really have the exposure and profile that a 6'3", 175 defensive back tends to have. And I think he's got good athleticism, basketball kid, that I think just a lot of people haven't woken up to, but Clemson and Mike Reed were in on him back as early as April. They wanted him to camp. He couldn't make it because of a family car accident. But comes up this past weekend, and for Clemson, having gone two straight cycles with a corner out of Texas, you know, I think they found someone who could be a good fit, who there is mutual interest in. And so I think that they advanced their cause kind of quietly well with him. I think the way things have advanced with cornerback were significant for this past weekend.
I would guess this weekend a little more quiet, maybe a little more underclassmen kind of look to it, just a little more low-key because of the hype last week and because of the opponent this week. Pretty fair assessment.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot more quiet. You know, I think you'll have a couple of 28s who, you know, the sophomores who've got an offer here or there. You know, there will be a couple of relevant names, probably more long-term, but really the meat came this past weekend, and then there are going to be a couple offered guys, a Cooper Witten, particularly Jason Witten's son, who are coming for the Syracuse game on the 20th. So this game kind of sandwiched in between. If it worked out on somebody's schedule to come, great, but I think that, yeah, this is the one that that takes a little bit off in between more important recruiting visit weekends.
I'll let you hit on a couple of storylines that you thought were the most pressing before I get to questions about the game itself.
Mm-hmm. A couple of recruiting storylines?
No. The game line. What happened on the field?
Okay. Sorry. Certainly the offense is what everyone's talking about, and I think that's probably been beaten up through this week. I think it's interesting that a lot of the stories that we thought going in could be issues did not tend to be as big issues. You know, Jack Smith did well as punter. You know, I think if you went down the list on offense on what the issues were, I think you put running back toward the bottom. Although, you know, I do think that running back pass protection, you know, played a hand in why the passing game turned out the way it did. And I think that that's something that LSU specifically, you know, attacked in trying to test what Clemson could do there with a lot of its blitzes. But, you know, certainly just kind of some of the other some of the issues that you wondered about going in are what surfaced. You know, I think we've, you know, I know I've mentioned on the show before in the preseason, I think Cade Klubnik is going to be a good quarterback, and I think the offensive line, there are reasons to value the experience coming back, and they do have 7 bona fide starters. There's more depth there for them than ever. But could the offensive line reach a higher ceiling with those guys? And I think there was a question of whether, you know, it kind of jumped the shark with all the publicity Cade Klubnik had gotten as being kind of the recognized name coming back, you know, turning into a Heisman Trophy finalist and, you know, or a favorite, when what we saw toward the back end of last season did not really justify that level of hype. And so I think some of that came to fruition as far as, I think while the offensive line often takes too much criticism for things, you know, I think the inability to establish the run there, if you look at the each individual run, you kind of see how or why Garrett Riley kind of abandoned the run when you're just kind of beating your head against the wall there for a half. And wanted to put the ball in the hands of, you know, the weapons that they, you know, supposedly were differential, Cade Klubnik and the receivers. And when Klubnik kind of had trouble reading it, and the receivers did not really give you the differential plays and make the tough catches that we kind of thought they would and even had shown toward the end of last season they made progress to, I think just a lot added up to them, you know, it looking much harder than it needed to be, and it kind of looking in stretches like it had, you know, versus against Georgia last year and in some of their tougher contests.
Now moving forward, what is fixable? What's not fixable? You kind of talked about a little bit about it. Is that Cade, the offensive line, and some of the hype through all of that? What was when we look back on it, we'll say, you know, this move, this group improved, but then there's also things that you say that, you know, maybe there's a ceiling to it too. So I'll begin. What is fixable, and what do you think looks better by the end of the year?
Oh, I think the more fixable things are, one, I think the receivers come good and play better than they did in that game. I think that is the greatest likelihood. You know, I do think that with offensive kind of direction, and, you know, the easy blanket to call there is play calling. But I think when you have to commit more to the run, because if you don't, you're guaranteed it won't be fixed. And I don't think that Clemson can reach the heights that it wants to unless it determines that's what it's going to be, a better run team. And, you know, I think from there, you know, I think we saw stretches last year where Cade Klubnik improved his what he was reading and his decision making there, and he showed better through the course of last season the ability to deal with pressure in the pocket and not really kind of feel it and get antsy and kind of, you know, just kind of flee the pocket prematurely. So I think that can improve. That's probably next on the list in likelihood, and so there will be some fluctuations there, but I think we see that more. I think that the test is, can they really make this group of offensive linemen better run blockers? And I think that is the true level upon which, you know, if you look at the elite teams, the ones that can give you those yards in the goal line, and that can establish, you know, just establish the run and impose their will more through the course of the game. You know, I think that is the toughest one to change. Particularly when you kind of have these guys as veterans who are there. But I also don't know how many times you're going to face the quality of defensive line that you will have, that you faced against LSU. So I think that we've seen with this group through the course of the last couple of years, you know, that they can hold their own or have the advantage against some of the defensive lines they face. But when they truly, you know, when you get to the postseason, particularly at a playoff level, and you're facing some of those bigger groups, what can you do there? I don't know that we will necessarily know that for a while.
What is amazing is that because we have so little access to it, well, first, there's so much turnover in the game, and there's so many players like at LSU. Were you as impressed? I mean, I'll ask you that first. Were you as impressed with LSU speed at wide receiver? They had a good back, obviously a first-round pick at quarterback. Offensive line played better than we thought, but, man, speed on defense, the transfer portal guys on defense, the corner from Virginia Tech, like, were you as impressed with LSU as I was?
I think what impressed me most with LSU was Messmeyer and just kind of the progression he has made as someone last year who did not make a lot of, who actually made a lot of mistakes,
yes,
turned the ball over,
yeah,
but he was crisp and sharp on this one, even when pressured. And LSU had good coaching this past weekend.
Yeah.
You know, the way they were able to manipulate things offensively and kind of, you know, I think Clemson played well defensively and certainly improved in a lot of areas. But I think that the way that that game was called for them offensively was pretty deft on Blake Baker's part. And defensively, you know, I think that because they were so good already in the interior with some defensive tackles that they had, you know, I think that they managed to go get some decent pieces in the portal, particularly at end, and kind of reboot there. You know, as you mentioned, the Virginia Tech defensive, the Virginia Tech cornerback was very good. But yeah, I think that they used the portal well. I was surprised their offensive line held up as well as it did, but I think that was as much by kind of game planning and scheming, and I don't know that they were great, but the way the game was called and the way they were able to efficiently execute within the quick passing game, I think kind of mitigated a lot of their disadvantages.
Yeah, what's crazy to me is like in the opening game, and hey, it's a small sample size, so we are trying to postpone judgment, but
mm-hmm.
because we have such little access. You know, Jack Smith, the my number one deal was Jack Smith, and the number might be number down the line, three or four, might have been safety. And you look at it, whereas I felt great about Klubnik, felt great about wide receivers. It's almost like, wait a minute, why even, you know, we just don't know is the point.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more to two test. And I think the defense, as we said, made a lot of progress.
Yeah,
tackled. But it's going to be a different animal. This is going to be a different animal they face next week when you're facing Georgia Tech.
Yep.
And a battering ram quarterback who they really press you in assignment and responsibility, but also physicality with Haynes King. And I think that one is going to be a significant test for them, but it's going to be a totally different test than what LSU brought with its passing game and receivers. So, you know, again, I think there's a lot still to show and a lot still to determine on what this team will be for better and for worse. Because I think that, you know, a team like Georgia Tech could make the defense look worse next week. But I think Clemson's going to face different teams, you know, with its offense, where things are going to look so much better here in the coming weeks.
No doubt about that. Tell me about Tiger Illustrated. Speaking of the coming weeks, what's coming up at TigerIllustrated.com?
Still a lot more recruiting coverage to roll out from this past weekend and a lot of the big names that came through. As I mentioned, a couple of significant prospects also coming later this month for the Syracuse game. We've got more on, you know, new commitment, Matt Luke's son, Harrison Luke, coming out of the weekend, as well as a lot of team coverage and reacting and overreacting and kind of sifting through everything after the Troy game and heading to what I think is a pretty important contest with Georgia Tech coming up.
Well, I think crucial. And I'd be picking Tech one through one sample. We'll have to see this week. But the other part is, let's talk about Harrison Luke next week, because I totally ran out of time and didn't have time to talk about it. So let's do that next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Mickey.
Thank you, Paul. Good to see you Saturday as well. Always great. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. A short break. We'll come back. Open phone lines the rest of the show. My great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to do your garage floor for you. It's so much more affordable than you think. Well, Morgan Thomas, trust me on this. Slip-resistant, stain-resistant, adding value to your home, epoxy-based flooring. You're going to love our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. No obligation phone call. Take you 10 minutes. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com, 404-8158, 404 8158. Much more on the other side after this.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me, the answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD weight loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD weight loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Transmission problems. AAMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AAMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AAMCO of Greenville today. At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Peachoid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks. Then tee it up under the lights with friends in our par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Welcome back, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. I love what Harbin Lumber's been able to do for me and my family and our remodel of our home. We got our interior products. We got our doors, interior doors. We got our exterior doors from them. We got our garage doors, our cabinets. Man, these people were awesome. All the hardware, it was awesome. It's easy to work with. Every delivery in full on time. So if you're thinking about the installed services, the decks and screening porches, and I didn't understand cabinets till Wes, the cabinet smith, came and did our unbelievable cabinets for us. Still to this day, don't have any issues with them. And that's 8 or 10 years ago. We love Harbin Lumber. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, give them a small job. They'll earn more of your business. Full service lumber yard, harbinlumber.com since 1917. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. NFL tonight, Dallas and Philly. Drake's got baseball practice tonight, so we'll do that. We'll actually stay over and get some extra BP time over that way. Easton Ware is out for the year, Clemson offensive lineman. He wasn't going to play. He's a true freshman. I think they'd really like him, but he wasn't going to play. But still, you'd like for him to go through a year without being hurt. That's kind of a deal. Dabo also said that both Khalil Barnes and Antonio Williams both starting to practice a little bit at Clemson. I don't think you'll see those guys this weekend. That's my gut. Or why would you? But with that said, Morgan, going into next week, as I told Paul Strelo just then, I would pick Georgia Tech. Clemson minus 9.5 right now next week at Georgia Tech. I'd like Georgia Tech at home in that one. Tech looked better in week one than Clemson looked in week one, in my opinion. Now, again, playing Colorado is different. Of course, they were on the road, too.
But, well, I mean, I'm taking Florida State, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to take every opponent over Clemson just in spite at this point.
Spite is a very good motivator. Spite's one of the best motivators we can find. Now, Clemson's going to improve. Like the run game, believe me when I tell you this, they will run for more than what they have, 31 yards last week? They'll run for more yards than that this week. You will see some signs, and I do want to see some signs. I also want to see a lot of more young people play. I want to see Jacobs play more. Let's see what you got. You know, I want to see Gideon Davidson play more. Let's see what you got.
Wasn't that shocking that his first play? You know what we say about freshman running back? Yeah. Oh, but man, he's talented. But can he? You know, can they trust him blocking? Well, then the first play of the game that he gets, they make him block for Keith Adams.
This is typical for you.
What?
This is typical. You're like every fan out there. Here's the deal. It was supposed to be his carry. Cade checked to the opposite call.
It was supposed to, okay. See, I didn't know that.
So Cade checked.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because
what LSU defense did.
So then you're
going to
tell me I'm
that's typical. That's typical.
I'm going to go down the Cade train again, and you're not going to like it.
No, but no. Look, I mean, because what LSU's defense was doing, two back set, the original call was supposed to go to Gideon Davidson carrying the football. However, and you got a lead blocker in Keith Adams Jr. that you like. However,
what LSU was
doing defensively, you call, you switch out of that, and you go opposite, and you run the other way.
Well, but it didn't work. So it obviously wasn't the right check.
No, it didn't work because Gideon Davidson missed a block.
Well, but, I mean, yes, and I also say that, like, he shouldn't have even been in that scenario. You know, you just don't. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's not up. I mean, Cade has taught for one thing. The personnel, you know, I don't know if you switch out of all that. Cade had realized that, maybe. But also, if you run into a run to a slide or run to a slant that you're seeing, or run into the way you got your position, where your strong safety is, and all that kind of stuff. Like there's a lot in there. It's not as simple as, well, why do they make it there's a block on the first run? That's my dumb voice, by the way.
Thank you.
My wife does this for me. She always does a dumb voice, and let me see if I can do it for you. Why did Ron get any names from there? I don't know why they're doing that.
That's like the SpongeBob meme. Yeah.
Patrick.
I didn't know that he checked it. I didn't catch that. See? But I will say this.
Well, let me say this too. Now we analyze. We do that. I listen to a political talk show, right?
Uh huh.
A lot, and like the people that are analyzing it have never served as the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They've never served as the Secretary of Treasury. Like, you know, you're second guessing stuff, and you don't have all the information.
No, nobody does.
Right, yeah. Right. So,
Feinbaum, you know, shouldn't have a job either, right? But I mean,
no, but we all have jobs. But like the stuff that we're analyzing, we're doing it on limited info. But we've got to come across like we're, I'm the authority on this. during the break, okay? During the break.
Even if you ask players, they'll say, you know, when I've interviewed players, the players will say, well, I don't know. I wasn't there. It was, you know, it was different when I was there. Or I can only tell you when I remember when I was there. So even former players don't, you know, nobody knows unless you're actually in the moment.
You're not going to like this.
Oh, okay. Boy. Don't text it to me.
I'm texting.
I'm having
to you
a
now.
Good day, you know? I'm having a good day. This is my time with you.
I'm texting this right now, okay? So a very intelligent friend of mine sent me what I just sent you, all right? And what it is it's a cut-up. It's on TikTok, by the way.
Oh,
and
well, I can't watch that.
It's a cut-up, not a sent to
China.
And it's a play call, and the guy's breaking down LSU's coverage, and he's breaking down Clemson's routes and where Cade missed an open receiver. And the guy's right about what he's saying. But the point is, let me know when you get it over there. It's a video, because I'm going to make my point after you see it.
All right.
I'm
waiting.
By the way,
it's going to take a while.
As I do that, because it is a video. Yeah. But let me know when you do that. I do want to tell you about Trail, though. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Let Trail take care of you. My great friends at Trail are doing an incredible job of building and the better building experience and the design building. So often, everywhere I go, I see it. I had a text on, it was either Tuesday or Wednesday's show. My days run together now, especially on a week like this with Labor Day. But it was, hey, Mickey, I'm seeing Trail trucks now in my neighborhood, and that's always good, a good thing to see. Another one said this week, I think it was this week, Pat just passed by a Trail building right here. They've got a lot of projects going on right now, and I got to tell you, what they're building besides those buildings are great relationships. You're going to love it. Our great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Did you get what I sent you? Has it come through yet?
Yeah.
Okay. The point on this thing is...
This guy's talking. Is this 7 minutes?
No. I think it's like 2 or 3 minutes, right? Does it say 7 minutes? Anyway, my point is, I'd feel a lot better if he didn't look like Eminem with the headphones half-cocked over there. My point, everybody's got video. You can go back and look at stuff now. And everybody's got a way to analyze everything now. But we don't know what the concepts were and the pre-snaps and the post-snaps. And like, that's so, anybody can do it now. And I don't mean to be condescending, but you see my point, Morgan? I mean, if Greg McElroy said it, Danny Cannell said it, or Dan Orlovsky said it one time. I got Eminem over here with the headphones half cocked, and the guy probably knows what he's talking about. He's probably a great guy. But no disrespect. Anybody can have passing charts that would say, we should be doing this. Man, we don't know what LSU was taught. We don't know what Clemson was taught. We don't know what South Carolina and Virginia Tech were taught and what the plans looked like. And so it's easy to sit back and analyze with very limited information. Now, we've got to do it because there's a demand for it. But I don't know what those reads were supposed to be and called and said and done, because I'm not a football coach. I don't know those things. I'm not a player. I don't know those things. But as – We got to – that's why we talk big picture here. And that's why we talk about the things that we kind of hopefully know a little bit more about rather than stuff. We're guessing, did the guy run the right route? Did he read the right thing? Did LSU show you something else? Did the safety supposed to draw up over here? He dropped over here? I mean, all those things are taught. But to be honest with you, all the analysts that are out there trying to analyze now on TikTok, We weren't in those meetings going into that. We didn't know what this play calls. Did the receiver run the right, make the right read? You know, nowadays you're running half man and on this half of the field. Man, this half of the field is zone. Was the play supposed to go, the first read supposed to go the other way? Into the zone side first? We don't know those things.
I could go the other route and just be very basic. And, I mean, I wouldn't have a podcast or anything. Wouldn't be on the radio. But you have to have some sort of thing to back up your rationale, right? I mean, that goes with politics, that goes with sports, that goes with anything.
Yeah, but the
you
point
don't
is,
really
it's
know
limited.
Everything. You don't know everything for sure.
Right.
But so if you want to say high level.
But let me say this.
Okay, go ahead.
If we have limited input with the decisions that we're making, then we also have to admit that the results that we're trying to project and trying these conclusions that we're making are also limited.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that that's incorrect at all.
Right.
But, I mean, there would never be – I think you would be shutting down almost every single argument about every single debatable subject if you really go down that route. The biggest thing I would say is if you want to just go very high level, I think we all can agree that you would have liked – to have seen the staff minimize the weaknesses more than they did.
That'll
be my high level.
That
for you.
Strength is my point. The point is that big picture is very, very easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
Why does my food take 17 minutes to get out after I order rather than 14 minutes where there's a ticket count back there and there's a chef that's doing all kinds of stuff and maybe the other people had reservations, others didn't. Maybe they were short-staffed. Maybe the chef –
Maybe they had the new guy running the fries and they shouldn't have.
Not just
they
that,
have
maybe
expected
somebody
that.
had a stomach virus and didn't show up. Maybe the fry guy wasn't there. I don't know. I don't know those things. What I know big picture is my food took 17 minutes. For me to tell Eddie Van Halen to play the C minor rather than the A chord there, or play it in this, what do you play those in? In this key, like that's crazy. Now I can listen to the song and see if I like it or not, and see if it's a good song or not, in my opinion. But the idea that the details of the sausage, of the play it in C rather than A here, I don't know those things.
It also, and one texter gets in and says, you know, they agree with you, but they also can say like, you would hope that your senior quarterback would
big picture, yes.
Understand his personnel.
Sure, 100%.
And say, hey, yeah, textbook, I should make this check, but personnel-wise, I have a newbie right here.
Yep. And that play clock's going down, and, you know, and that safety's moving, and the line just shifted.
Maybe say, hey, this check is stemmed. What I'm supposed to do, but the personnel is a newbie.
Well, here's the thing. If the guy misses a block and the personnel didn't work, then what you would say there is, that's a grade of an F, man. You failed that play. You shouldn't have done that, right? Mm-hmm. If the guy makes the block, and you go, hey, man, what a great check.
Yeah, I mean, you
what
know,
a
and
great
that,
check.
And that when it comes to football, especially at this level, there's always there's those razor sharp margins, right?
Sure.
I mean, we talk about it all the time. When you really go back and look, we can gripe about all the bad things or
but here's the
promote
thing.
All the good things. But our there's only like four or five things.
Our conclusions aren't razor sharp. Our conclusions are, we suck, we're terrible, they're great.
Yeah, no.
There is no fine line right now, but what people think about LSU compared to what people think about Clemson. That's not a fine line.
There is a broad spectrum of that, for sure.
Sure, sure. Desmond, I promise I'm coming to you. Final segment right after this.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options for you? No worries. That's where Greer Flooring Center Consultants can help. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, and engineered wood flooring, and answer your questions to customize the perfect space. Remember, you'll always find knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Now, our new state-of-the-art showroom is at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, and we are putting on the Labor Day sale you've been waiting for. We've got power lift recliners with heat and massage for just $999, and even a genuine leather sofa for just $899. Plus, now through Labor Day, buy a queen mattress and get adjustable power base for just $699. Say goodbye to a poor night's sleep at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 in Easley. Life is short. Put your feet up at Sit and Sleep Upstate.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in the class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from AMPM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to AMPM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
High school football is in full swing, and our new marketing partners with Whataburger are all in this season, sponsoring high school football every Friday night on The Roar. We're taking Facts on Sports on the road today with a live show at the new Whataburger location in Anderson, 2900 North Main Street. Join me and John Hyde as we preview the Troy at Clemson game and talk about all things football across the spectrum. That's Facts on Sports live in Anderson today at Anderson Whataburger, 9 a.m. until noon.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament, Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks. Then tee it up under the lights with friends in our par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on The Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PetTax.com, 864-859-8289. I love the Patterson Tax Service. I love saving money. Love what they got with me. Did you finally, you went last year, right? My mind's slipping a little bit. You finally went.
I went a couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I don't. You know what's the problem with making more money?
Yeah.
Owen more money.
Yeah, but they can kind of give you some guardrails there and give you some advice there and kind of get you in the right situation there. I'm so glad you're wising up over there. You're doing what I'm telling you to do. You're loving that.
You don't have to go through life alone.
No.
You can go into the bank.
Yes. Patterson Tax Service.
Have you been into Patterson Tax Service?
Yes.
It's like massive.
Oh, it's huge. That long hallway, like if I owe a bunch of taxes, I feel like I'm on the Green Mile, man. I'm walking that long mile there. No. But every year that I come out, and I go, oh, that was much better than I thought it was going to be. Patterson Tax Service. Where you can hear my voice, get your taxes done now, PATTX.com. I love this text right here. And this is exactly what we're talking about. By the way, Desmond, call me back, man. I was coming to you. I'm sorry I had to get in a break there, and I got long-winded. 1173 makes a very good point that a wide-open Tyler Brown is a wide-open Tyler Brown. But to my point, that's easy for everyone to see. Anybody can see that what Tyler Brown's wide open on the play that we're trying to diagnose now, right? But what we don't know is that it is also possible that Brown in that formation against that defense might have been like the third or fourth read, and if I've got Harold Perkins Jr. breathing down my throat, I can't get to the third read. Is that fair, Morgan? That's within the realm of possibility, right?
That's within the realm.
Okay. But it also could have been the hot read and the right read right off the bat, and Kay could have totally 100% blew it. It's also within the realm of possibility that maybe Brown might have misread the defense and ran the wrong route. And it's also within the realm of possibility that maybe he read it right and ran the perfect route. It's also within the realm of possibility that maybe the DB was supposed to do something and just busted the coverage. All these things could have happened. And the idea that by the way, it happens within just a couple of quick seconds. Your pre-snap and your post-snap and how people are disguising things and there are blown coverages and there are DBs that are making the same mistakes. And there are offensive linemen, if you miss a block, you don't have time to get to that one. My point is, like, there's just an awful lot and all that. By the way, 7564 said that Dabo said in press conference, Brown was the hot read. In that case, yes, 100%. You got to go to Brown if that's the case. And Brown knows that, and he knows that. So what happened there is maybe the DB just made a terrible thing there too, and maybe the DB wasn't setting things right. My point is that we just have such limited information on it, but yet we don't act like and talk like that there is. Cade played bad. Cade made some bad reads. Receivers drop balls. Offensive linemen miss blocks. Running backs miss blocks. There is. And Garrett Riley did not call a good game. Those are big picture things that we could certainly, we are qualified to know. I know this. I've watched enough football that was not a great game plan, that the run game was not effective, that the pass protection was not effective. I'm very qualified to tell you that. I'm very qualified to tell you that there were too many drops in the game. Very qualified to tell you that it looks like the quarterback made wrong reads and didn't step up in the pocket sometimes, and sometimes the pocket wasn't there, and sometimes he flushed too soon. There's a lot of big picture things there that I am very, very qualified to tell you. Now, what I'm not qualified to tell you is that the blocking scheme, they should have done this and that, and they should have passed this guy along to that guy. The slide protection should have been – I don't know those things, nor does anybody. Nor does a lot of people, I shouldn't say, through all that.
You remember how you said back in, everybody still reminds me of this. They say, were you the producer when Mickey said that Cade is the puppy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, that was Thursday morning.
The Labrador puppy. He was the puppy on the carpet too much.
I don't know if he's the puppy still. Maybe he still is, which is kind of what I think fans are scared of.
Well, now it might be incontinence because he's older now. And like, he just can't hold it anymore, you know?
He's got a little gray fur. How many dog years is Cade now?
Yeah.
The little puppy's grown up.
Yeah.
And he's still chewing the carpet up.
Yeah.
You know, for my wrestling fans out there, you know your son likes Cody Rhodes?
He used to.
He doesn't?
No, not as much.
Well, so I see Cade as wrestling, you know? You got Cody Rhodes is Cade Clubman.
I like Cody.
This is how I say. Because Cody, the good Cody's the world champ, neck tattoo, American Nightmare, that's the good Cade.
Thunder Dusty Rhodes.
The bad Cody, that's Stardust. You know, that's
the heavyweight champion right now, or the world champion right now.
Yeah, but it's just
WWE
like
WWE champion.
It's just like that. You get these two, you don't know which one you're going to get. Still, You don't know.
Well, it depends on what the writers wrote. Is it gonna, do they want to write him as a good one or a bad one? John Cena turned heel, huh?
I didn't write. No, he's a good guy now.
He's a good guy
that
again?
That only lasted a few, like, 2 months. He is all forgiven. He's now a good guy.
Yeah. Texter, 1246 makes a point. At the end of the day, we did not win. We did not mind when Deshaun threw three interceptions but still won. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
That is true, yeah.
And you know what? I'm qualified to tell you if they won the game or lost the game.
You got a certificate for that?
Now, to be clear, let's just be clear about some things. It's always not as simple as that because I was listening to a political show this week and the guy made a great point. You know, doctors are usually pretty good about telling somebody if they're a boy or a girl at birth. But even then, we don't know now, man. Like, we have tried to screw that thing up. But I can't tell you this. Unless I get presented with further evidence, I think LSU won that game Saturday night. I think I'm right by saying that. I can't 100% promise you of that because I used to think that we could say what's a male, what's a female. So, but with the evidence that I have, I think I'm qualified enough to say that LSU beat Clemson in football Saturday night. They scored more points and won that football game Saturday night. And
had a lot more first downs.
Yes.
You know, as we mentioned earlier in the show, it seemed as if the game plan was there. It goes back to my overarching thing. Yes, can I analyze and overanalyze and underanalyze everything? Yes, we all can. At the end of the day, though, the weaknesses were not as covered up. I mean, LSU has weaknesses, too.
Yes.
But you didn't really – it's hard to pick them out because Joe Sloan, he did a good job masking them.
I thought this, and again, just from my untrained eye, I thought this, my biggest concern was punter and Smith averaged 44 yards per punt. One of my next biggest concerns was if Barnes was going to be out, which he was basically, he played very little, that, man, I was worried about Jones and Hannifin and Griffin and Lewis and Tink Kelly and those guys. I thought the safeties played pretty well. Isn't that crazy? And I thought the offensive line would play well. They did. Thought K would play well. He did.
Yeah, right.
You thought the wide receivers played well. He did. Of the things I felt good about going into it, that didn't turn out so good.
Right.
And the things I felt bad about going into it, that turned out pretty good.
Would you say Tuesday, the punter was the one guy you're okay with?
I know. I mean, he actually averaged more yards per punt. Now, again, even in that, though, like the LSU punter was punting. He's pinned him inside 20 more. He's pooch punting more, so you can't just look at that simple stat either.
Yeah, right.
Very few things are as simple as all that. But with all that said, he looked decent. That was not the reason. The punter was not the reason why they lost the game.
Did you get that stat, that one odd stat I posted on X?
I didn't see.
Okay. Clemson's offense, you know how long they had the ball? 22 minutes, 50 seconds.
Yeah.
Did you know that when ESPN
started
the broadcast, ESPN, when you start the broadcast till the kickoff for Clemson was 22:56, that was longer for the pregame.
I got a better one for you.
Then they had the ball.
I got a better one for you, okay? By the way, this is my Brad. He's going extra mile, 2923001. Brad, he's at allset.com, bradysinsurance.com. You might get better coverage. You might get better rates. I will tell you this. I trust Brad Hughes, and I trust that he's going to do everything right. Anytime I have any issues or any at all, he takes care of them. Brad Hughes at allset.com. I got a better one for you. When I got in, I drove this week, right, and did the media parking thing. It took me about 8 minutes to walk from the press box to the car. Right. But once I got in the car, from the time I cranked my car up to the time I got home, 17 minutes. So I was actually under Clemson's time of possession. So 22 minutes, 50 seconds?
Yeah.
Took me less time to get home. I'm one of the few people who could say that. Then Clemson had the ball. Most everybody else. Took him longer to get home than what Clemson had the ball. I'm going to let you skip the music. Sam and them had to play the music. Skip the music. 2-minute drill. Morgan Thomas, what do you have for me?
Oh, man, 2-minute drill. I'm looking forward to the weekend. You know, we talked about more college football. Just ready to see what Clemson can do to right the wrong. You know, hey, how do you right the wrong in a 12-game season? It starts with this weekend.
All right.
Just one game at a time. That's all you got to do.
You'll be back with me again sometime, I hope.
I'm sure I'll need a substitute.
All right. My Two Men Joe, Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. I'm telling you, check out Greenleaf. Buying homes, selling homes, building homes right now. What him and Jeff Scott are doing a great job with all those things. Renovating properties, they're doing a great job there. Commercial real estate, they're doing a terrific job with. Managing your commercial properties, all at ericnewton.com. Tiger-properties.com, my great friend Eric Newton. Viewership over the weekend. Texas and Ohio State, 16.6 million people. Notre Dame and Miami, 10.8 million people. Clemson and LSU, 10.4 million. Alabama and Florida State, 10.7 million. South Carolina, LSU had 5.4 million. It's a great weekend of college football. Colorado and Georgia Tech, 3.7. Nebraska, Cincinnati, 3.3. Boise State, South Florida, 2 million. These are all pretty good numbers. North Carolina, 6.1 million. Very, very good numbers. Syracuse, Tennessee, 2.6 million. Very, very good numbers all across college football, including 10.4 for Clemson and LSU, 5.4 for South Carolina and Virginia Tech, 16.6 for Texas and Ohio State. Hey, Morgan, great job. Keep up the great work. Safe flying. Paul Streeter, let me thank him as well. Up next, we've got remote stuff. Sam's coming in, John and Faxon. Friends, have a wonderful Thursday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with the state-of-the-art 21st century show.